We're going to begin the meeting that we adjourned approximately 50 minutes ago. Please, everybody. We were discussing regarding a letter from the controller to Mike Hine regarding cards about public service announcements. There's been discussion back and forth. I have talked to three attorneys in the interim regarding their opinions.
Are you saying these three attorneys?
These three, one, two, three.
Who's the three you're pointing to?
Kyle.
Kyle, I can't see.
Chris.
Our three attorneys.
My license is still
good. I mean, the whole problem here, as I see it, and I'm no attorney, and I don't intend to be, and I don't want to be, is that we, as a Ways and Means Committee, have no authority to authorize the controller's office to sign that voucher. All right, we as a Ways and Means Committee, that's not our function. It's never been our function. I think it was voted as a resolution by passed by, I don't remember what the numbers were, but by a substantial number, that there was things that we did not want the county exec, county clerk, sheriff, whoever it might be, to sign various things. I think that's very clear and evident that that was what was our intent. County attorney or the county execs, the department feels maybe differently. I don't know. I don't want to speak for them. But how are we going to resolve this thing? That's the question we have at hand right now. We could either, and I don't think we have that authority to direct the controller's office to sign off on it. And then, of course, it goes to the county exec, and they can sign off and pay that bill. And I think everybody would like to have the business that's located in the town or in the Ulster County to get compensated. There's no question why should they be caught in the middle of all this. But at this point, I don't know if the county exec, and Mark, I don't want to put you on the spot, or the county exec people on the spot, but we as a legislative body felt that, you know, there was a blatant difference of what we thought the intent of that resolution was and what you think that intent of that resolution is. We feel that the county exec was completely wrong in, you know, putting his name to that literature. But there again, we're not a court here to make that decision. What's the penalty? We never put that into our resolution what the penalty is, one way or the other. So, you know, where do we go from here? What do we do? Let me ask you point blank. What is the county exec's office willing to, or are you willing to admit that this will not happen again and that we will clarify our resolution with some modifications in the future to make it more stringent of exactly what we meant and that we would evidently pay that bill? Would you be willing to concede to that, Mark?
I can't answer that as a county attorney.
Okay. And we don't, and I'm not going to answer for the county executive, but we don't believe that we did anything wrong to begin with. And so I don't think you'd see an apology. I don't believe there's any more of these in kind of the pipeline to be printed.
And I think we're going to have to bigger conversation. I mean, I have Mark mentioned the brochure that the controller published, and quite frankly, you can go to their website right now and download it.
It's right here.
And
if that's true, then we should address that.
Joe, time out. Ken, hold on.
They paid the bill in May.
Hold on.
Which is how many months?
Ken. We're going to run this meeting the way we're going to have control of this meeting, and everyone will have a say whenever they're going to have a say. We're not going to interject, all right? Let's not talk about another issue. Let's talk about the issue that's at hand right now. What is willing at this point the county exec willing to do?
We're going to have to talk about it.
Talk about it, when? Tomorrow, next day?
I don't know. Again, it's an issue that we've got to continue talking about and resolve.
Do you feel that you have done anything wrong regarding the way our resolution was written and that what actually transpired on that the...
Absolutely not.
Okay.
In telecom controller's memo, just to be fair, I don't think we believe that flyers were a part of this resolution.
As did other people around this table.
Exactly. And so that's... Minority Leader Rodriguez.
Hold on one second.
Who just walked out of the room?
Sorry. I mean, he did just walk out, but I saw an email thread that the county attorney was on, and he said he did not believe that this part, these two particular flyers necessarily were part of this law or the resolution. Sorry.
He should be involved in this conversation.
Sorry.
I can't tell him to come here.
Happy to say when he comes back in. But.
Dave?
We have a bit of a dilemma, obviously. They know they were wrong, but they don't want to admit it. That's okay. That's the way it works sometimes. The point is it was done. And the idea of comparing the controller putting his name on something...
Let's talk about the issue at hand, not about something else, okay? All right.
What I'm saying is that that's going to enter departments, I believe.
It's not. It's on his website. It's on the front that you can...
Mark.
Being audited. Okay, so then that's got to be addressed. We'll take a look at it. But the point is we do not have the power to direct the controller to pay that bill. We created a policy. They broke the policy. And if we turn around and said direct him to break our own policy, that says, volumes, doesn't it? The point is we can't really do much here. It's not our thing. That's something that the controller and the county executive needs to work out. The county executive wants to come up with. I mean, it is, in a sense, the very purpose of these things, not to have their name on them, is the idea. It's sort of like part of campaigning, and that's the mindset why people don't want their names on them. Maybe he could pay it out of his campaign fund. I don't know, but what you can do is work it out with the controller.
But we can do something. We can make our resolution much more tighter and stricter in regard to the future.
You can always do that. I mean,
Kathy?
Rearrange something, but it's pretty clear.
Kathy?
Yeah. The question about other documents that might fall in this is very relevant, because if there are other publications, flyers, things that we are printing that are out there, and they're not being held to this standard, then we're not applying the law consistently. And one of the things that I believe happens with a vague law is that people don't understand, right, what is covered and what isn't. And then you have people getting these divergent kind of responses. When we were contemplating this law, I asked multiple times for people to bring in examples of what would be covered and what would not be covered, so that we could all be sure that the things we wanted to be covered by the law would be covered and the things that we didn't want would not be. That was never done. And when you don't do that, you then, after the fact, have these kind of things come up like this. So I think it would be good to recommend to the Comptroller's Office that they pay this bill. They've made the point that they think that this was covered under the law. Others think that it wasn't covered under the law. We should go back and try to get clear what we do want covered, what we don't, and then make sure that whatever language we use captures exactly those two baskets.
Hector?
Hold on, Mr. Chairman.
No. Can
I go?
Joe?
Considering...
So...
Okay, fine, Mr. Chairman. I'll go then. Fine. First off, I want to remind you, by the way, that you're no longer chairman of the legislature, Mr. Ronkis, by the way. So when we talk about legislation, it's got to be something that we discuss not only as a body, but number two, whether or not it's not exactly a sure thing whether or not we would be inclined to go and amend the legislation. So first off, Mr. Chair of the committee, I understand that you're broaching the subject, but don't do that on behalf of the body. Number two, with regards to apparently that I agreed that the controller was wrong on this issue, I didn't. Everybody here saw the email thread. Now, it's different to go and discuss whether or not the controller is actually properly reading that particular legislation. That is a different issue. And I still stand by the earlier point, which is, Mr. Longtoe, what you sent off was wrong. That's not how you go. And from my standpoint, you handle yourself. Your county attorney, you handle yourself as you see fit, but how you handled yourself, in which you go and declare something null and void and that you're advising the executive not to follow the law, that's inappropriate. And I'm sorry, I feel that way. So we can discuss whether or not the legislation needs to be revised. That's something that Laws and Rules, which I believe was probably the originating committee of pieces of this, although actually Economic Development was actually involved at one point in this particular legislation. But at a certain point, Mr. Chair, respectfully, I think that we're either going to move on and pay the bill, but that we also need to make sure that going forward that the law is going to be followed and that no one is exempt from the law, which means the executive has to follow the law. Thank you.
Joe?
Yeah, real quick. First of all, I'd like to address a couple of things. First of all, I think a lot of us are in agreement. Here we are arguing two men that are basically in agreement on this. And why is that? That's because the county executive, rather than just acknowledge that they messed up, they send in, now we're bringing up the comptroller's office. I'm sure that'll be mentioned in the article. You know, that's what they do. They never address the topic. They kill the messenger. Therefore, they try to kill the message. And that's what's going on here. We have, these are the two questions about this. Is this a public service announcement? Our own definition of a public service announcement is a non-commercial, non-political advertising by non-profit organizations, which is us, promoting their social services. Does this promote our social services? Yes, no one can deny that. It's a PSA. The other part of that question was, does it refer to in a printed name? I'll read you the legislation that we're hearing from the execs people and one legislator that it doesn't. Somehow, county elected officials shall appear by likeness, picture, or voice, be named or otherwise be identified or referenced on any public service announcement. The fact that we are sitting here arguing whether or not this is a public service announcement and whether or not our legislation allows an elected officials to be named on it is absolutely absurd. It's absurd. It's absurd. And look at what's happening. We're fighting amongst ourselves. We've brought another department into it. All because of what? Because our executive wanted to put his name on something he wasn't allowed to by law, by policy. That's what this comes down to. Now we have to figure out, but I'm just addressing this ridiculous argument that this has turned into and why it's turned into that. So once again, I'm sure they went in, they talked to the executive, and what did they come back with? Not some kind of compromise. No, pictures of the comptroller's office. It's ridiculous what's going on here. It's just ridiculous.
All right, but I think we all, from what I hear, I think every legislator agrees that we passed some legislation. It might not have been passed unanimous, but we did pass legislation. All right? How you interpret that legislation might be different than somebody else. As a legislator, that's a whole different case. The question we have before us right now is, like I said earlier, I don't know where we have the authority as a Ways and Means Committee to authorize the controller to sign off to allow that bill to be paid. That has never been done in the years I've been up here, and I don't see we have that authority anyplace. But, you know, Chris, Nick, do we have that authority as a Ways and Means? Kyle, do we have that authority?
I don't believe so.
All right.
So, can I just ask you one more question? It goes with what you're saying.
Yep, go on.
Does the comptroller have the authority, if they deem that this policy is violated upon, like most of us in here agree and our legal counsel agrees, do they have the authority to pay the bill if this policy is being violated?
Attorneys?
Yeah, I defer on that. I'd have to investigate it further. I frankly don't want to give that opinion on the floor.
Chris? Kyle,
does the comptroller, if they agree with the legislature and the legislative council that our policy that prohibits taxpayer funds from being used on public service announcements with elected officials' names on it, if they deem what we, the majority of us, deem and our legal counsel deem that it is in violation, are they allowed to, according to the charter, are they allowed to approve that spending at that point, the spending of taxpayer funds on it?
Not without violating policy.
All right, Tracy, then Ken.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like we're circling around the same thing. And so the way I look at it now, we have an opinion issued by the county attorney that clearly reflects the county attorney's opinion. And that's there. It's in writing. So my takeaway from that, although I disagree with the opinion, and I think if pushed to court, intent would be clear. I don't think it's wise for the county to be pushed to court. So no matter what we do beyond these issues of are we allowed to authorize, which I don't think we are. Are they allowed to pay, which that's for them to, and the attorneys to determine. I'm not going to weigh in on that at the moment. I do think to be responsible legislators in anticipation of pushing an argument to its legal limit the next time around, I think we should do whatever we need to do to Nick's first recommendation, how many hours ago, to clarify, be overtly clear as to intent. Because while I think we'd win, do I think it's important for us to go to court? No, I think we should just we could fix
money.
It between the next time.
$1,000 to
right as between now and then. I've never heard of ways and means having authority to authorize a payment. What it just makes no sense. That's not in our. Someone can tell me otherwise, but I don't think we have the authority to authorize payment.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, this really, it's not in our purview whatsoever. I mean, what we're all doing here, I think, is sort of like what Joe said, you know, we're all here arguing about a dispute between the county executive and the comptroller that should be resolved between the county executive and the comptroller. And I think that when two adults get into a room, I think that they can maybe, you know, come to some sort of an understanding and agreement while we talk amongst ourselves about amending this law to make it, you know, more specific, to make it clearer what our intent is. I think, you know, like I think almost exactly what Tracy said. We all know what our intent is, but intent is up to interpretation by people differently.
And I think it
obviously
would stand the test,
obviously but. This I think so too, but yeah. I don't know, you know. Yeah. But again, it's definitely not worth going to court over. It's definitely, I mean, the filing fees will almost equal what the color page bill is. So I think that this is about two countywide elected officials being adults, getting into a room, and coming to an understanding.
Evan?
Absent some type of one-time waiver or another provision, I don't know how we pay in good faith, given the consensus of the majority of the legislature right now, or at least the Ways and Means Committee, as well as all through legislative council agreeing at this point. I don't know how we then circumvent the will of the body as well as opinions to then pay in this regard.
Gentlemen, come on.
I just want to respectfully, I mean, I feel like Ken and I are agreeing on a lot of fronts, but I want to respectfully disagree with the concept of a gentleman's agreement as something that could somehow circumvent or supersede policy or law.
That's what I said.
No, but even to your earlier request of the county attorney to say, will you get a promise from the executive not to do it again? We have a paper here that reflects the county attorney's opinion, which I take as a note saying the county attorney, disagree with you. I believe the legislation is void for vagueness. I disagree with the county attorney. I believe if pushed to its test, we would prevail. But we can't ask for some kind of gentleman's agreement between the executive and the comptroller, because the comptroller is saying the policy stands. We're in here saying this is the intent. I just don't understand how. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but I definitely don't think it could be some deal between adults, as you say, because that's just not the way government runs. I mean, that's that's not. It's just not. That makes no sense to me.
Mark, no comment.
Oh,
me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. As a legislator, we set policy and law. We don't enforce it. It's not our job to enforce it. If we think that any law has been violated by whether it's the comptroller or the executive, that's why we have an ethics board. Bring it to the ethics board. They will make a ruling as to whether it's been violated or not. It's not for this committee or the legislature to even offer an opinion. It's not our job.
I just want to make it clear. I'm not talking about a deal or an agreement moving forward or anything of the like.
No, a one-time thing.
No, it's not even a one-time thing. We have an issue here to solve. The issue here to solve is there's a local business that has delivered a service to the county of Ulster that is right now out $700. We obviously need to, after this exercise...
$700.
Didn't I say 700?
Yeah, okay. You had it right.
All right. I've been driving to and from Albany multiple times a day. I'm losing my mind. So we have a local business out $700. That to me is the thing that the two of them need to figure out between the two of them about whether or not the bill gets paid. If the bill doesn't get paid, this company's going to come at us with a notice of claim for the $700 the $700 that they're owed. At that, while that's going on and the two branches of government figure things out together, I think it's incumbent upon this legislature all working together, not one chairman saying that he's going to do it all himself, but all of us working together to figure out exactly how to put it on paper, to make it more specific, to make it less open to interpretation, to cause less arguments, to spend less time here fighting about something that's not our doing, and that's not our responsibility.
Dave and then Joe.
Well, I differ with the idea that it wasn't clear, because it is clear. I mean, you can always make things a little clearer if you want, but it's clear. I think the major problem we have was we probably could have solved the problem, but the problem is when the county executive put an opinion down saying that it's vague and it's this and it's oh and it's in other words null and void, that creates a problem for us.
Yeah.
That creates a serious problem for us to deal with this. If that wasn't down, then we can make an argument, it was a mistake and so on. But he's already taken his hard stand. Mm-hmm. By him taking that hard stand, it puts us in the situation where we can't make that decision. That's going to have to be between the guys. We can't get in the middle of that. It's not what we do. If that decision was not put down, it would have been a different thing. And you can't go to the ethics board because it's not an ethics issue.
Joe?
I agree. It's not really for the ethics board on this one. I'll just pose a question to everyone in this room. Anyone in this room that is not an appointed official of the exec, if they were exec, would anyone in this room read this legislation and read likeness, picture, voice, be named or otherwise be identified or referenced, and think that they could put their name on a public service announcement? Would they think that was too vague, and would they then go and say, yes, I can still do that because this is vague? And would they not consider this, where is the copy of it? Would they not consider this a public service announcement? I don't think one person in this room would say that's not a county appointee, that yes, this is too vague for me to think if I should or should not do this. I think everybody in this room knows what Dave just said is true. This is not too vague. Now, if we want to add a word or two, but we're not adding a word or two in reality because this is too vague. It's just not too vague.
I want to clarify my previous statement to address what you're saying. Yes, it may not be too vague, and we might all agree it's not too vague, but this letter is a line in the sand. This letter, I'm sorry, you're sitting right here, tells us this is my legal opinion, and that, so moving forward, it's in writing. We can all pretend it doesn't exist, but Mark is sitting right here. He's issued an opinion. He's the county attorney, and if we don't change that legislation to be uber specific, we will be in court. That's what I read this letter as, a warning shot. Here it is, and this is my opinion. And so I'm just a realist. Right. I'm saying we got to adjust this.
All right. This will be my last one, Rich.
Just one thing. We're going around, and we're going around, and we're going around even bigger. All right? What are we going to do? That is the question. That's the question. I don't want to hear anything else about, what this letter says, what we should have done, blah, blah, blah. What are we going to do tonight, if anything at all? Let's take ways and means. Tracy, what are we going to do tonight?
Get the guy paid.
I'd say nothing tonight. I don't see how do you get the guy paid?
Legally.
We don't have to.
All right. Lynn?
And I don't know that it's a
guy. I don't think we have authority to pay.
We don't have authority to pay. I mean, that's very
evident. The committee.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
then we need to devise some type of something, because it's amazing that this is the first time this has happened.
It is pretty shocking.
Okay. Well, I understand, Dave, I understand we didn't create the problem, but you have a business that's put out $700.
Hold on. Jim has Mary Beth.
I don't like a small business owner not to get paid.
Craig.
It's not fair.
Resolve the problem right now.
All right, well, look.
If we pay it, we're
reimbursing
it. It doesn't mean anything.
We got to do something in order to strengthen the policy, obviously. There's loopholes in everything.
I understand, but how are we going to solve this problem right now?
Right now?
Right now, tonight.
Well, I'll defer to our attorney to give me another legal opinion.
Joe?
Pay the bill.
I'll pay it.
You'll pay the bill?
I'll pay the bill.
No, you can't pay the bill.
I'll pay it out of my campaign fund. Me and Mike will go halves on it.
I think I got a solution.
Go on, what's the solution?
All right.
So this business paid.
The policy doesn't prohibit the purchase or the payment for cards with the county executive's name on them. The county commits the policy permits an appearing on it. If the executive's office agrees to remake cards without the name on it and gets rid of them, then the comptroller's got no reason not to pay the bill. The guy gets paid, the name's not on the cards, and everybody goes away happy.
The current bill, or then both bills?
It's going to have to be both bills. The county at some point is going to be out $700 here. One way or the other, the county is going to be out $700, but the question is whether or not we can pay the bill in good faith and move on or not. Because otherwise we're going to be out the $700 anyway when this company files a notice of claim against the county.
I didn't follow. Does that
turn into $700?
Hold on. One at a time, please.
If I could, real quick.
Kathy first, then you. Yeah.
I agree. I think that the comptroller, in receiving this invoice, had many options. And the option that was chosen was to say, we won't pay this. That opinion was based on the fact that they thought it wasn't in compliance with the law. But I think they have a lot of options when they find something that's not in compliance with the law. So I would just ask them to pay this, and then we can discard the cards or find another, do them again if we feel that that need has to be met another way. And then the legislature goes back to its questions about, are we capturing the things we want to capture here? Even if the language reads on its face in a certain way, if it doesn't address what we want addressed, it's a vague and not useful law.
Mark?
We don't know that there's even these cards still out in the rack that have the county executive's name. So to say that we need to double up on that, I mean, that just seems like we're paying $700 extra. As I said before, I'm not aware of any of these in the pipeline where there's pamphlets with the county executive's name on it. I'm just not, so I haven't seen any.
You mean they've all been distributed? Is that what you're saying?
I
mean,
they could have been. But I'm just saying I don't know that we should
assume we have to
pay another $700. I mean, they go out in a rack card, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the truth is we had two suicides this past weekend. We had one the weekend before that. I believe that the health department reordered these cards. We've had in inventory for a long time because we had two high-profile suicides in the country, and we're always concerned about copycats. And again, so I think that I know why the health department ordered the cards. It's part of a campaign we've had ongoing for a long period of time. I will not let the conversation, go to the fact that we're working very hard to address a serious public health crisis in this county. And again,
Ken, that's not the issue.
Yeah, but that's what this card was.
Right.
Pardon me, but was this a reprint, Ken, of a standard card? So there you go. I did procurement, and we order reprints. And if there was an error in a reprint, that something wasn't stricken from a prior, you could, again, will there be a likelihood we need to reorder these cards again? Will we need these cards? Will the health department look
suicide awareness
tech?
And programming is
so probably
one of the highest priorities of the county.
So if we place another order with the executive's name and stricken, send following
Hold on, Evan has the last statement here.
No.
Well,
To the best of my knowledge, this was the first time an invoice came across our desk for products that were delivered post-resolution date. Regarding this, our claims auditors reached out to the Department of Health about a month prior. It was either regarding this or regarding another mailer about this exact issue, about how this pertains to the resolution. And it was conveyed at that point that the name was unacceptable. Going forward, or excuse me, I don't want to go tip for tap, but I need to clarify Mr. Cornell's statement. As far as our own pamphlet, that was delivered.
Evan.
No, I have to.
No, you don't.
Because what he was saying.
We got enough on the table right now. We don't need to go another.
Well,
thing.
I'm sorry, but it's going to be reflected in the press and act.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get to that.
Go on.
I mean, you finalized the proof the day this policy was effective, and you
Does he have the floor
there.
Right now?
Right.
We finalized the proof before this was made effective. The products were delivered, and then due to hold up within contract management, the contract was not signed until after the fact, which required payment after the fact. However, the products were proofed and delivered before the policy went into effect.
All right, I'm going to turn to our attorneys, three of them. What can we do tonight, if anything?
You can go to the next item on the agenda, Rich.
Thank you.
I agree with him. You got to watch.
I don't want to be dumb, but
he's got to get through this. This is
crazy. All right. Okay, Mark, can you, on behalf of the county exec, Evan, on behalf of the controller, and our attorneys here get together the next day or two and see what you guys can come up with where this can be resolved and report back to the legislative body and let us know what is progressing, what you can do, what you can't do.
We'll do.
Within a reasonable amount of time.
By the end of this week.
When was the bill due to this gentleman?
Not even a month old.
We received the invoice on June 6th. We sent the memo on June 8th.
That's not that long.
Yeah, and then this was
the
day.
All right,
but
that's not the point.
All right, hold on. Yeah, there's still time that this could be worked out. Evan, would you agree to that? Mark,
I think
would
that's
you?
Got to go to Mr. Cornell and Mr. Ryder.
You two gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it, Rich.
All right, you three gentlemen.
What am I agreeing to?
Meet with these guys to see you kind of resolve something like this.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, with this, by the end of the week.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a Democrat. I'm always willing.
All right. So, that means the thing is, can you settle it, though? That's the question.
That's not up to me.
No, well, you're a Democrat. You can do
it. I'm reasonable.
Okay.
Everyone else.
All right. Let's go back to the last thing.
What is the thing we're doing?
What? To transfer. Right, or payroll transfer.
And then is it coming back to us after they meet?
It'll come back to, hopefully, by next Tuesday we'll have it.
Are we actually reporting back to committee?
You are going to give that information to the legislative Vicky or Amber by the end of this week. All right? Give a status report exactly what you guys came up with, ladies, came up with. All right? Everybody concur with that?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was being deferred.
I said concur, whatever.
So we'd be talking about
all right.
Oh, we
all right.
Held the end for
wait, I'm sorry, Rich. What does that mean? I'm just trying to understand exactly what he's going to talk about. Because I feel like he's kind of saying that he doesn't want to work towards a solution.
I said we're going to talk about it.
Exactly.
That's a perfect answer.
Okay. Will you assure us that you will work in conjunction with every department that I just mentioned earlier to try to resolve this thing?
Yeah, but I'm not putting a date on it. I can't tell you by Friday we will conclude our conversations.
Ken, this is not that dramatic that you cannot have this done by Friday.
That's what I'm saying. There needs to be a time frame.
This cannot be, this is no reason why this not can be done within 2 days, let alone, I give you 4 days. 3 days. That's not ample amount of time. I have great confidence in you.
We will pay invoices within 60 days.
All right.
But
the thing is, we have a meeting next Tuesday. You guys, I'm sure, are very confident to get this done by this coming Friday.
If that can't be the situation, then I vote that we pay them, gentlemen, and move on.
We have no authority to do so.
Well, I'm going to say it, so let somebody else second it, and let's go from there. Let's go round and round again. I don't like what's going on.
I don't think anyone likes what's going on. We just spent 2 hours here.
Yeah, well, maybe it should be three.
Well, anybody want to second what her motion is?
I'm sorry, what was your motion?
She wants to pay the bill.
And not have everybody have a meeting, a fake meeting that's going to happen.
You're suggesting something we don't have the authority to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I am.
Anyone want to second that?
No, I'm not seconding that.
Okay.
Okay, next, old business commissioner, finance and budget department staffing levels. They were here earlier. They cannot stay. They have information. They'll be back in the next meeting or the following meeting. I think one of them is going to be on vacation, but they're in the packet here. There's ACE, and there's a staffing level organization chart. Sorry, we ran over regarding that. We have one more resolution, correct?
Yes.
Resolution is 282, adopting proposed Local Law 5 of 2018, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter and amending the Administrative Code for the County of Ulster to clarify budget modification after adoption. Dave, we held this over earlier in the meeting so you can be here. Someone make a motion to bring it on the table, please.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion, Dave.
I think everybody knows basically what this is. It's sort of about creating some transparency and sort of, any extra contingency accounts that are not really contingency accounts. So that's basically all. We all know what it is. We've gone through this and we've talked about it a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has to go to a referendum, but my compromise was, I think of you and Ken and a few other people said, well, we'll go to a referendum.
Oh. Any other discussion? Kathy?
This law could be improved if it had a trigger mechanism that would be a certain amount, so that if there are small amounts that need to be moved around that would be beneficial for the working of a department, $300, $5,000, that could happen without that triggering this having to come back. So I would suggest that we have a mechanism that would set a threshold, maybe $75,000, whatever we think is an amount that we would care about that would be worth going through this mechanism, which it seems like small amounts that might be moved around wouldn't merit the attention that is directed by the law as it's written.
Dave?
Again, that's what contingency accounts are for. This is a transparency issue. It's about positions that are vacant and being used basically to pay for operation, which is, in my opinion, wrong. It is against our very mindset of being transparent. And that's why you have contingency accounts. That's why you have those little side accounts for those types of things, not this.
Joe?
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think there. I mean, a $75,000, that being the threshold, that's a lot of money to be able to move around. I'm comfortable with the bill as it sits.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm a no.
I'm a no. Anything else?
Just the follow-up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's
Lynn,
okay.
Lynn has a follow-up. It's been a long night, Lynn.
That I know, and I'm just going to hand it out. This is tentative. It's still under discussion. There's been some changes already. This is just about a proposal for the budget process, and so if you would just take a look at it, give me some feedback, that would be helpful.
He's got one. But Amber probably needs one for her record.
What's that?
Amber. Oh, she's got
it.
Yeah.
Is that somebody?
Dave.
Okay.
One more.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Lynn, why don't you just explain it? Basically, we had a meeting already with this.
Yeah, we had a meeting, and we're still having ongoing conversations.
Who had a meeting?
Rich and myself.
Okay.
With Mike, Adele, and Bert. And the whole idea is to try, and we have 8 new legislators. We have a budget process. It's overwhelming enough for even those that have been around a while. We want to have more deep dive conversations about how the budget gets built. And so we had talked about trying to do some work with the departments in advance of the final budget. But given the time crunch and all the work that goes into it, we agreed to wait till after the budget was submitted. Then, with Ways and Means, and that's some of the change, we'll try to group, you know, the various departments that relate to a standing committee, so that when we schedule a deep dive conversation about the budget, how it was built, the, you know, all of the thought process that went into, and all the work that they put into the budget process, that I don't think we have sufficient conversation around, then the schedule that we'll build, it will allow the standing committees to come, hear their piece of it. And we're asking for some information, so we're still trying to sort through it, but it's a way of having a better conversation about next year's budget, about how the, you know, what's in it, what are the projects, initiatives, and more meaningful conversation before we approve and finalize budgets.
Yeah, Joe.
So if anybody wants to look at Dutchess County, you can get right online and look at Dutchess County's budget. I think we're aiming for something.
Well, they have some information.
Because they're doing a lot of this.
Well, yeah. In some ways. I think it's a present, the way they present the information. I do think there's some things that we can take away from that. But I think our big opportunity here is to have the conversations, to understand what elements are in the budget and not just look at a set of numbers. What are the departments? What, you know, who's in the departments? What's state funded, federally funded, and county funded? So we have a more a detailed insight into the budget process as they have flushed it out. So the intent here is for all of our edification with regards to what's in the budget for next year, and gives us a platform for discussion ongoing in the following year. Anything you want to add?
You're very ambitious. You know, foresight there, and hopefully we can get some positive out of all this. Tracy?
I just want to thank you and Lynn and the executive's office for endeavoring to move this forward.
You want to see the heated battle in there.
No, I think it's great, and I think it's important that we have the discussions. I just wanted to ask, under new business, if we were going to discuss with those who weren't present for the budget analyst discussion, we were going to report back to the...
We're going to have a resolution next month, and we'd probably go in great detail then about the whole situation.
Okay.
We're going to authorize the firm and the amount and so forth. I asked that before at the beginning. That's why when we were talking about Malecki.
Yeah, but I just feel like since we've already had a meeting that was public, it might...
If you want to talk about it, we had a probably 2.5 hours, 3 hours of meetings with four different firms yesterday, an executive session. There was a Ways and Means Committee. There was some other legislators, Kathy, Hector, who else? We asked, they came in, they had about 5 to 10 minutes of giving us a presentation of their company. We had about the 20 minutes to 25 minutes of asking questions about their company. We narrowed it down to one firm. We were very tough. There was some very competitive companies there. We made a unanimous decision that it was Benjamin Center was the consultant that we're going to use to do our budget analysis for 2019. On 18's budget. I'm sorry, 19's budget. I'm sorry, in 2018 for 2019. They have some different things that they're going to look at. That's a little bit different than what we have in the past. And actually, some of the other companies, I think, open our eyes up to many other areas that probably could help us in the future. You want to add anything to that?
For anybody who wasn't there, it was a... for the first time for me going through the process, and on more than one of the proposals suggested very different approaches that were really exciting and innovative, and it was definitely competitive, and we spent a long time in the interviews, and I'm looking forward to the cycle.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be a resolution next month with the amount, which was 60
63, 250 or somewhere.
Something
around
like
there.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they come back with a lower
and
price.
45 cents.
All right. Anything else? I want to thank you all for coming. It was a long evening. Thank you. Motion to adjourn, please. Someone make a motion.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
7:38. I didn't.